The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything.
And we do mean everything.
Yes, even that. Yep, and that too.
Oh, you bet. Definitely that.
Now here's everything you want to know, host Eric Metaxas.
Todd, you're so kind. You're so generous. And it's all an act. I know that. My audience knows that. You're not fooling anybody, except perhaps yourself. Folks, this is the show about everything. That actually is true. Today we're going to talk about healthcare, medicine, you know, who's not interested in that? I just happen to have in the studio with me for the hour, as the late Charlie Rose used to say, for the hour, to talk about this, my friend, Dr. Marty McCary. Marty, welcome. Your book, I want to hold the book up. It's The Price We Pay. And this book is, how shall we say, brand new. The subtitle is What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. You really are an expert on this, Marty, and I'm just thrilled to have you here.
Great to be with you.
You've done so much that we won't even have time to get into, but you have kind of a global view of this. You've worked with this president's administration to fix healthcare. Most of us, like me, it's so mystifying how it all works. So let's first of all talk about what is it in this book? What do you get at in this book when you say what broke American healthcare and how we can fix it? You're one of these people that you are convinced absolutely we can fix it. So what gives you that confidence?
I mean, good stuff is happening right now. I'm very optimistic about the future of healthcare, with or without the government. You know, when we created nutrition labels in the United States, people could shop and all of a sudden there was a whole new market. There was new competition over the healthier products. And the companies actually would broadcast how they have a better nutrition label than their competitor. That's what we need in healthcare. We need honest price transparency that will usher in quality transparency and finally address the tremendous waste in our broken healthcare system. Look, it's totally broken. And I wanted in the book, The Price We Pay, one, to explain healthcare so anyone can understand it, because there's so many opinions and ideas and it's so messy. And like the movie The Big Short, I don't know if you saw that film.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. It took really a boring and wonky industry, right, the banking sector, and made it understandable. And you left feeling like, I understand exactly how banking worked.
I have to say, The Big Short, Adam McKay, the director of that, he was on this show. We talked about it. And I thought that movie ought to have won the Academy Award, because it told as American and vital and central a story as there is, and it told it brilliantly. It managed to make a complicated thing, as you said, understandable.
Consumable.
Because it told stories. That's effectively, I know, what you do in this book. You tell stories, and that's a great talent to be able to do that, because healthcare is one of those things, I think, that it's opaque for most Americans. So what do you see that does give you hope?
Well, first of all, I try to tell folks how you can shop for your own medical care and how you can shop for health insurance and pharmacy benefits and pharmacy plans and medications at the counter. And all of those things are things where we need more demand. When people in restaurants keep asking, is this organic? Is this fish wild caught? The restaurant owners respond to that demand, right? When consumers at the counter are asking if this juice has added sugar, the companies respond and broadcast, no added sugar here. This is cold pressed. And so you see a tremendous response in the market. Right now, healthcare is so broken, this $3.6 trillion business, which in January of last year became the number one industry.
What did it beat out?
I don't know, but it became the number one industry. I think manufacturing.
Yeah.
It beat out. I mean, it is the biggest business in the United States.
And you say that like that's not a good thing. In other words, it sounds like it's so big that they have become, you know, like a bloated federal government, out of touch with their consumers. Is that safe to say?
I mean, individual small towns in America now, the richest person might be the head of the hospital. The skyscrapers in downtown Pittsburgh are all skyscrapers of healthcare organizations. Is that something to be proud of, that a city has been revitalized on a business of doing things on your own community members? Look, I love being a doctor, and the wonders of modern medicine are amazing. But one in five things in healthcare are unnecessary. And as much as 30% of our spend is going to waste, the middlemen, the lack of transparency in the closed markets, and it's being wasted. And people are getting hammered. I mean, why is business not competing with businesses overseas? Because of healthcare. Starbucks spends more money on healthcare than they do on coffee. GM spends more on healthcare than they do on steel. It's out of control. A lot of people are getting rich. I got no problem with profit. But one, we got to show some compassion, and two, we got to create competition. That statistic, that one in five things is unnecessary, comes from physicians. That's okay. a national survey.
Let me leap in here and ask you. I've spoken to you about this, but when I wrote my book, If You Can Keep It, it was a real discovery for me to see that what we call virtue, which usually arises from some kind of faith, is indispensable in the functioning of democracy, in the functioning of the free market. So we're not against profit, let's say, right? I'm pro-free market. But if the people operating only care about the bottom line, only care about their shareholders, only care about profit, in the end, they are no longer what we would consider a blessing. They become something else. And it seems to me that something has happened. And you can react to all this, but I'm trying to process this, right? In other words, there was a day when doctors had a sense that being a doctor is a sacred calling. Even if you're not a person of faith, you say, what I do as a doctor, it's like saying as a scientist, there's something bigger than making a buck. I'm not just part of some corporate structure, and I do a good job and I get paid. It's a holy calling to take care of human beings. And I think that you could say that about the teaching profession and about journalists. They all once had a sense that this is more than a job. It's a calling. It seems to me what you're saying is that as healthcare and the medical business has grown into this corporate behemoth, those people operating in it have lost touch with that calling. It really is, I guess I think of it, it is like a bloated federal bureaucracy. They're simply unaware of, there used to be a more direct connection, and somehow the free market in this case has moved us away from that. And when you have people who are so focused on profits, I mean, you're talking about these big buildings and just gigantic profits, something's been lost.
I love being a doctor. Okay, and there's no other profession where somebody will trust you to put a knife to their skin within a minute of meeting you just because of your profession, or tell you secrets they would have never told their spouse of 30 years just because you're the doctor. Doctors and nurses and clinicians at every level responded to a call because they wanted to help people, right? We're all united in healthcare because out of a sense of compassion. And what's happening right now is this incredible heritage of a public trust is being eroded by predatory billing, price gouging, and services that are altogether unnecessary. And one of the reasons I'm so optimistic about healthcare is we're seeing competition start to move in. We're seeing patients ask for it, employers go direct. We're starting to see the new science teach us what we should be doing and shouldn't be doing. It's called precision medicine. And we're seeing a whole new movement of doctors saying, hey, this healthcare system is totally broken. Take, for example, primary care. Primary care in the United States is totally broken, right? 10 minutes to evaluate your health in it once a year. I mean, give me a break. And they're saying, we want to start relationship clinics. And the mass growth of relationship clinics in the United States, I profile them in the book, Iora Health, Oak Street, Chen Med. I mean, many of these clinics have been started by people of tremendous purpose and faith in their lives. They're not, faith-based clinics, but you can see that the virtues of that leadership has created an organizational culture where you've got dozens of clinics now telling patients, come on in, we want to spend an hour or two with you and talk about food as nutrition, meditation.
This is good news, Marty. Just so great to have you. Folks, the book is The Price We Pay. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com. Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. You still get the same Pragertopia benefits, such as every radio show since 2009, all on demand and commercial free. But Pragertopia Unlimited takes membership to a whole new level. Pragertopia Unlimited members can listen to any and all audio talks, tapes, programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 1,000 hours of streaming audio, over 400 programs to choose from. Almost everything I have ever recorded over the last 20 years, show segments, talks, lectures, courses, plus you'll have full access to all 5 books of my Torah teachings. It's all on demand. They came up with this idea. I gotta salute them for it. This is it. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today, Pragertopia.com.
The 2020 election will be the most dramatic in our lifetime. For the first time, millennials will outnumber baby boomers and will vote into office the most liberal and progressive socialist this country has ever seen. In her first 100 days, she will create a nightmare for anyone with a 401k, IRA, or any other savings. If you do nothing to prepare or prevent this, you will fall victim to this socialist agenda. This is why we are urging everyone to visit thenextobama.com and prepare by reading The Battle for America, Why the 2020 Election Will Cause the Biggest Financial Crisis in U.S. History. In this book, we explain in detail the candidate we believe will run for president in 2020, what platform she'll run on, and why she will win. Visit thenextobama.com right now to get your copy and learn what you need to do today to prevent these events from happening. Go to thenextobama.com today to learn more and act. That's thenextobama.com. Thenextobama.com.
Paid for by Morning Bullets.
It's here for the Taxes Show. We're talking about medicine and health care with my friend Dr. Marty McCary. The new book is called The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Marty, what is it that led you to write this book? Because this is a big, complicated subject. At what point did you decide that you want to tell this story?
Well, I'm very concerned about the public trust in the medical profession. I mean, most hospitals were started by churches. They had a charter to care for patients regardless of their race, creed, or ability to pay. That's what it says in their charter. They were public charities. And many of them still have a mission statement to serve God by caring for the community. And today, the business model of price gouging and inappropriate care, it's threatening that great public trust. Look, we have a sacred profession. We have to uphold it. My dad was a doc, and he told me as a hematologist, our job as physicians is to be a voice for the voiceless, to be an advocate for our patients. And right now, there's crazy stuff that's going on in healthcare, and people don't understand it. We need to understand it in order to act on it. And I think if we do, things are lined up for good stuff to happen.
Let me ask a question. As you talk, it strikes me that what you're saying, because I see this happening all over the culture, and I'm wondering if this is a parallel. When the private sector fails to do its job, it creates a vacuum into which the public sector, which is to say the government, will step. So if you have people in the medical industry who once cared for the poor, who once took it upon themselves, who would put profits to the side when they needed to because they had a larger calling. Once they cease to do that, the government sees a vacuum and inevitably steps in and says, we need to help everybody, and so we're going to have Medicare for all. We're going to have socialized medicine. It always strikes me that when businesses and the private sector are doing their job, when the church is doing its job, there's no room for the government to get in. But if they're not, if they cease to do their job and there's mission drift to the point where they just become like everybody else, God goes out of the picture, virtue goes out of the picture, caring for the poor goes out of the picture. That's when the government steps in. And we all know the government never does as good a job, and that's putting it mildly, as the private sector on a smaller level can do. Is that fair, that it's a generalization?
Yeah, look, people are fed up right now. And I got to be very honest with you. I'm not speaking as a partisan here. I understand the mass appeal right now for Medicare for all. It's polling high. But the problem is it's a very dangerous strategy because while it has the appeal of cutting some of that waste in the short term and cutting out the middlemen in the short term, over time, 100% in every country, this has been validated that the system becomes underfunded and massively dilapidated, and it destroys healthcare. And so, I get it. People are angry. People are angry with their copays and deductibles. But can't we have honest pricing? Can't we have honest competition? Can't we have honest quality? If we get price transparency, it will usher in an era of quality transparency. If you see a television for sale for $500, and that's your only option, you'll think, do I buy it or not? Do I get a TV or not? If you see two televisions and one is $550, $50 more, and the other is $500, what are you going to do? You're going to want to know every detail. What are the features? How do I compare? What's the quality difference? I want to read the reviews. And that's what's going to happen in healthcare. Quality transparency has been a black box. Look, most people are flying blind and, you know, choosing a hospital based on who has better parking or who's advertising at the NFL game.
Right.
Right.
Price. Well, I mean, that's one issue of it. And that's kind of a market issue we're talking about. But the virtue issue, the sense that, you know, when you talk about, look, who invented hospitals? The church, Christians, monks invented hospitals. That's why they're all called St. Luke's and St. Mary's. And, you know, it's we forget that it wasn't always this way. People were left to rot in their sickness. The church stepped in and created these institutions. But there has been this mission drift. As you say, they have ceased to understand that they have a larger responsibility than to their shareholders. In other words, it's one thing to say, I don't care about profits. You don't need to say that. But if you have a higher calling, we were talking about this the other night. Teachers used to have this. I'm a teacher. It's not about the paycheck. I need the paycheck, but it's not about how can I get a little bit more money. I'm doing something sacred. I'm teaching young people who are going to thank me for the rest of their lives if I do.
You have their interests in mind first.
That it strikes me that was part of the medical profession, and that you were talking about the lack, the erosion of public trust. And it does seem to me that as the medical establishment loses that kind of trust, that's always when the government will step in, because they say we have to care for the poor because you're not doing it. You talked about Methodist hospitals suing thousands of patients who are, you know, working menial jobs and having their pay garnished and that kind of thing.
Housekeepers at the hospital, actually people who work for the hospital. Look, when I walk into Johns Hopkins Hospital for work every morning, I walk through our historic building because it's between the parking garage and my office, and there's a giant statue of Jesus with the Bible verse underneath it, right at the entrance of the main hospital, and this is the original building. Come to me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is our incredible medical heritage. That's where the public trust comes from. Civil War people would just show up after the battle, and we would take care of them. It didn't matter who you were. People of any race, people with needed an iron lung, they'd find a way to make it work. It's an incredible heritage. We should be proud of that. That is being threatened today. That public trust is being eroded by this modern business model. And it's not any one villain. If somebody works at a power plant and they're producing electricity, are they a bad person? No, but when that electricity is being bought and traded and sold on a grid that makes no sense and is profiting individuals and there's price gouging, then all of a sudden it becomes a dirty business. And a quarter of the public right now does not trust us. I've got colleagues that say, why do you work on this? I tell them, look, all of our advances are of no good if people don't come in because they don't trust us. We've got to restore the public trust.
It is an amazing thing. There's so much in this book, and you tell stories. What are some of the stories in this book, for example, that you tell that we can talk about?
Well, one is business owners in the United States. You know, small businesses are getting hammered with health care costs, and they're all of a sudden shopping we're using a different strategy because the traditional broker model has been corrupted, just like the subprime broker model had been corrupted. There are massive kickbacks. There are kickbacks to those people selling health insurance on the market. There's kickbacks to people selling pharmacy plans on the market. You can get an independent broker or an advisor that doesn't, and we're seeing businesses save $500,000 overnight by shopping smarter for health care. I love the stories of those redesigning care. The guy, a doctor in Oklahoma City, who's just created a price menu for his surgery center. And you can click on a part of the body, and whatever the procedure is, you get a fair price. And that's the price. It's not the lowest price. It's fair. Doctors should be paid well for good quality work. But it's the same price for insurance or an individual. No silly money games and secret deals. We need to get rid of secrecy. We need to get rid of kickbacks, and I think we need to get rid of all money games in healthcare to restore the public trust.
All money games in
healthcare. Money games. The money games define American medicine right now. And they don't even know what's happening. The doctors at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital here in New York, delivering a baby for $70,000. That's the insurance negotiated rate. And then it's $5,000 in another good hospital in New York. They should be ashamed that their hospital is charging $70,000 for an uncomplicated delivery.
Which hospital is charging $70,000?
New York Presbyterian.
Now, okay, why do you think they're charging $70,000?
It is a money game with the insurance companies and the hospitals where they've got a cozy relationship, where they're not paying attention, or whoever's negotiating for the insurance company is not really doing a good job acting as a fiduciary.
I think that's kind of an understatement. $70,000 to deliver a baby when you can get it for $5,000 someplace else, that's just bizarre. I mean, it reminds me of the bureaucracy we had with our military, where you pay $10,000 for a hammer. You hear about this kind of thing,
yeah,
that things become so detached from reality, and I don't know how you get it back, but
well,
it sounds like
here's
Here's
the bright spot. An employer in Boston I met said, you know what, my employees are going to the $70,000 hospitals and the $8,000 hospitals. I'd like them to go to the $8,000 hospitals that do good quality work. If they go to these good quality $8,000 hospitals, I'm going to give them free diapers and wipes for a year. I'm paying for this health care. I'm a direct, you know.
This is the free market. Okay, we're going to be right back talking to Dr. Marty McCary. The book is The Price We Pay. Stick around.
And the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Democrat-led House Judiciary Committee has adopted new guidelines to facilitate impeachment of President Trump. A resolution allows the committee to proceed with its probe as if it were impeachment proceedings. Impeachment opposed not only by Republicans, but also by many Democrats, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The suspect in the mass shooting in El Paso has been indicted on a capital murder charge. An indictment announced charges 21-year-old Patrick Crucius in the August 3rd mass shooting that left 22 people dead. El Paso prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. In health news, the government now blaming vaping for 6 deaths across the U.S. Consumer prices slowed in August, rising a slight 0.1%, reflecting a big drop in the cost of gasoline and other energy products. On Wall Street, the Dow had 108 points. This is SRN News.
Couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Thank you.
Hey there, folks. That's the Baby Elephant Walk, Henry Mancini. And we play that because I know that my guest, Dr. Marty McCary, sometimes cannot operate on incredibly obese patients. We've had this conversation. Well, it's a funny thing because you were saying to me that you've become an expert on diet and weight loss because people will come to you and say, I have pancreatic cancer. You're an oncologist. I have liver cancer. And you look at them and you say, it would be too risky for me to operate on you. When you told me this, I mean, it was like a revelation. I was just stunned. If you don't mind, say something about that, because people forget that this is there's a nuts and bolts aspect to medicine, right? And you know, people think it's a big mystery. For you, it's not a mystery. This is what you do.
Well, I think all surgeons have told patients this surgery is not emergent, and if you can lose weight, the surgery will be much safer.
Okay, why?
Well, because operating with all that fat internally obscures the planes, the angles, the ability to get to things, the your ability to visualize. So operating on somebody who's morbidly obese, we're not talking someone 10 or 20 pounds.
Yeah, but when you said this to me, it struck me that it had never occurred to me that you know, because you just don't hear about this. In other words, that you know, we understand that weight is a health issue, but you're telling me that an operation, like a life and death operation, becomes more difficult because of this.
And more dangerous.
We were talking of, or dangerous, and you mentioned because of infections. Is this another thing?
Yeah, infection rates are higher in obese surgical patients. Like if somebody has a hernia, that added weight is putting pressure on the hernia. It's making it worse, and it makes the repair more complicated. All that weight is pulling on the repair on the suture line. So we do want people to lose. But the thing that kills me is that we doctors have been telling people the wrong way to lose weight. And it's not just about weight. It's nutrition, right? I'm trained as a gastrointestinal surgeon. And I can tell you.
Who isn't, Marty, right? Okay.
Most of what we've been telling people has been wrong, right? Avoid fat, the demonization of fat.
Right.
The promotion of drinking, you know, everyone has to drink 4 glasses of cow's milk a day. You know, where did that come from?
We grew the Bible? Up with that. I think that's fine.
I mean,
I think that finally went away in the last couple of decades. But when we were kids, it was kind of like drink your milk.
Drink your milk.
Wow, this is not really the healthiest thing for a human being to consume as an adult.
And we add sugar, probably the most dangerous thing. We take off fat. There's nothing wrong with natural fats. Don't drink low fat drinks, low fat milk. Don't get egg white only. I mean, those are gimmicks. That's from an old era. Okay, we've been teaching a lot of the wrong things. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Where did that come from? Okay, that
came from the Cereal Advocacy Council.
It did. It came from General Mills.
Right?
Right. This is not in the Bible. This is not in the medical text.
I think breakfast is the most important meal of the day if you're a field hand. If you're going to work like 12 hours in the blazing sun with a hoe, then you need a hearty breakfast of pancake. You know, but it's kind of funny to me, all of this stuff. I mean, okay, so where are we today? I mean, when you talk about preventative health, this is another issue in terms of health care, right?
Yeah.
There are basic things that we can do. You were just talking about the test that 20% of people...
LP little a.
Talk about that.
LP little a. Everyone should have an LP little a tested. It is the test that predicts early heart disease. It is sometimes passed along through families. 1 in 5 people test positive for it. Few doctors have ever heard of LP little a.
Now, how can that be?
Well,
we're talking about a medical issue, and you're saying few doctors have heard of LP little a, and you're telling me this is the easiest diagnostic test to figure out if somebody is at high risk for an early heart attack.
Because we have something called medical dogma. We do things a certain way. We test you for things that are, you know, irrelevant, and we don't talk about the things that are relevant. We don't talk about food as medicine and meditation as a way to manage borderline hypertension and cooking classes as a way to treat early diabetes. All right, these are the things that people are now talking about, the new science, the redesign of healthcare that makes me so excited that I profile in the book, The Price We Pay. And what we're learning is that you can do a lot of good in the world by educating people on lifestyle changes, the root problems. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. Do you know they've been sprayed on average 12 times with the herbicide Roundup? that just this year there was a study linking it to lymphoma and leukemia. So buy organic fruit. If you're not going to peel the fruit, buy organic. That's important. Avoid added sugar. Raise your kids with added sugar. Without added sugar. If you are going to, have your kids go to school with a snack, give them something without added sugar. We glamorize these things. We don't talk about it in medicine. And for the patients that come in overweight that need to lose weight, I tell them instead of avoid fat, which usually just puts them on a high-carb diet, which is more addictive and more dangerous for, I tell them, cut out sugar drinks. That's the one easy, simple thing anyone can do. Switch to all water. Switch to no added sugar or no sugar at all in your drinks. Those are, sort of easy things. Things everyone should know, but the Lp(a) test, you only need it once in your life. That's it. You're either, you express it or you don't. If you're high, it's time to be aggressive with your cholesterol. It's time for a calcium score. It's time for more stuff.
We're going to go to a break, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Marty McCary. The book is The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
The people get lonely. Ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, babe, she'll never have the blues. Let me help.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The 2020 election will be the most dramatic in our lifetime. For the first time, millennials will outnumber baby boomers and will vote into office the most liberal and progressive socialist this country has ever seen. In her first 100 days, she will create a nightmare for anyone with a 401k, IRA, or any other savings.
If you do nothing to prepare or prevent this, you will fall victim to this socialist agenda. This is why we are urging everyone to visit thenextobama.com and prepare by reading The Battle for America, Why the 2020 Election Will Cause the Biggest Financial Crisis in U.S. History. In this book, we explain in detail the candidate we believe will run for president in 2020, what platform she'll run on, and why she will win. Visit thenextobama.com right now to get your copy and learn what you need to do today to prevent these events from happening. Go to thenextobama.com today to learn more and act. That's thenextobama.com. Thenextobama.com.
Paid for by Morning Bullets.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song.
Hey there, folks. It's the Irving Taxes Show. I'm talking to Marty McCary about the book, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. And Marty, when we had dinner the other day, I learned two things about you that I wanted to share with my audience.
Oh, boy.
And if you don't want me to share these things, tough luck. It's my show. I learned that because you're an oncologist, you operated on pancreatic cancer, liver cancer. We're looking over the menu, and you said the one thing you won't order at a restaurant is liver.
I can't do liver.
It's too close to home.
It's too close to work. I can eat almost anything.
That is the funniest thing. When you said that, I thought to myself, holy cow, that is bizarre. Okay. The other thing I learned about you, whenever I pronounce your name, I say, hey, Marty, I'm thinking of the movie Marty starring Ernest Borgnine, Academy Award winner, Best Picture, 1951. There's a song. I know all these lines. I know as many lines from that as from The Godfather. You, who are named Marty, were unaware of the film Marty.
I didn't start watching movies until 2014.
This is scandalous. Well, we're really glad because you're brilliant on other stuff. But everything that you know, I don't know. And I know things about Ernest Borgnine. Okay.
Well, look, it was great. It was great breaking bread with you and catching up. And I'm impressed at your show here. This is work. I mean, you've got to organize your thoughts. This is, you know, some stress. And this is like real.
I was trying to tell Suzanne that. Like, I thought to myself, it's a bizarre thing, you know, because it's something I enjoy. But at the same time, if you do a crummy job, people send you emails.
I just show up in pajamas to work and wear a mask.
I was going to say, and you're blasted half the time you're operating. Nobody knows, but I know. Okay, I want to talk to you about fasting and intermittent fasting. Reading a book by Dr. Gundry. People know who that is, and he talks about that. Tell us about intermittent fasting.
Yeah, a lot of interest right now in intermittent fasting. You know, a study showed that animal studies where there was intermittent feeding and long periods of fasting, the animals lived a little longer. Now, these are not great studies, but it did pique a certain interest. And folks now have been saying, look, were we really designed to be eating three meals separated 4.5 hours apart during daylight hours? Where did that come from? We just talked about General Mills is the one that promoted breakfast as the most important meal of the day. Right?
Eat a hearty breakfast.
When I eat a big meal, I'm tired. I've got glucose.
Whenever people ask me to speak at a breakfast event, like a prayer breakfast,
can't eat.
And these people are eating sausage and all this different stuff. And I look out of the audience, I'm thinking, they can barely hear what I'm saying because they're so, you know, they're died. All the blood is in their stomach trying to deal with the pork.
Yeah.
And it is a funny thing, but these myths persist.
I have the same thing. When I speak, the food that people just ate is in the duodenum, and they're not listening to me because it's all glucose absorption.
In the duodenum. I thought it was pronounced duodenum.
Well, that, you know, I have to just tell stories for that reason because people. But look, yeah, where did we get this stuff from? So people are saying, hey, maybe we should think about when people were hunting and gathering. Maybe they hunted and gathered all day and then had a big meal in the evening.
That's right.
Where do we get this myth that if you eat before bed, the calories sit in the vessels and they don't go away?
I heard recently, maybe it was in Dr. Gundry's book, that the reason one ought not to eat right before bed has to do with the fact that if you are digesting, then the blood is not in the brain, and that the best thing about sleep is that it cleanses the brain, that there's a real issue of brain cleanse that goes on that gives you long-term health. Is that not right?
There's some merit to that. But you know, it's interesting that the new science on fasting, the new science on meditation. I mean, isn't meditation part of the prayer and meditation that's in the Bible? Doesn't Jesus talk about as much about meditation?
Now, when you say meditation, you're not talking about saying om, and you're not talking about praying to Ganesh or reciting a koan or something. When you say meditation, what do you mean?
Well, the scientific community is not delineating it. They're just defining it as turning everything off, okay, and focusing and concentrating.
So when I pray, effectively, I'm meditating.
You are meditating, absolutely. Okay. And Jesus talked about prayer and meditation hand in hand. I mean, I think there are more references to meditation in the Bible than prayer. And so we're going back and learning now that a lot of these new science genius ideas of fasting and meditation and eating whole foods are essentially the ingredients of great health. And if we could just shut down this massive screen time, impulsive download, indulgent, you know, sort of surrounding, if we can get back to these basics.
Okay, I want to be clear. When you say meditation, too, we might as well use the word rumination or cogitation. I don't want it to have any New Age connotation. In other words, it means to sit with oneself, to think quietly, to pray quietly, as you said, to turn other things off. Usually when I do that, I am praying or I'm reading scripture. That's what we mean. I just want to be clear, because a lot of times meditation since the 70s has taken on this kind of Eastern tinge, which is not right. Meditation simply means you can meditate on the scriptures. It means you take the time to think about it and to give your brain, in a way, it's like giving your brain room to breathe. And when you're reading and looking at screens, you don't have that time. You don't have that ability, in a way, to breathe, breathing room.
Both in the way that the Bible describes meditation and in the way the modern scientific community describes it, you see the intense hunger for people to have that rest of the mind and peace and moment. And what people are now are they just want to get out of this rat race that they're in and the screen time and the image and the hustle and bustle. And you see this sort of desire to get back to these basic principles.
Well, go back to fasting. What is it about fasting and what is intermittent fasting?
We don't know, but we don't know what it is that where there might be some value there, but we do know
I'm fasting right now.
That's what we call being NPO.
I fast between every meal, literally every meal I fast.
Well, that's good to prevent heartburn, by the way. People are skipping lunch. They're having a drink or a small fruit or something small in the morning, and they're skipping lunch and they're going straight to dinner. And you're seeing that as a common and popular way now to promote health, not necessarily people trying to lose weight. These are health strategies. We're probably now just understanding the human biome. You know, that biome is beautiful. It's in an equilibrium.
What is a biome? Do I have a biome?
You have a beautiful microbiome, I'm confident. It's tens of thousands of bacteria that live in an equilibrium in your entire GI tract. Okay?
Yes.
That microbiome, that equilibrium is involved in digestion and health and mood and serotonin production.
Let's come back to this. We're going to go to a break. I want to find out more about my biome and yours on the Eric and Taxis show.
Check it and see. I got a fever of 103.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Democrat-led House committee has adopted new guidelines to facilitate impeachment of President Trump. Bob Agnew has more from Capitol Hill.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler of New York stressing to colleagues that he intends to pursue impeachment against the president, whether or not he's committed illegal acts.
An offense for which someone should be impeached need not be a crime.
Republican committee member Ben Klein of Virginia calls the hearings a farce.
This committee is trying to have impeachment without actually putting a resolution before the people.
The move to impeach President Trump also opposed by many Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher after the U.S. and China made goodwill gestures ahead of talks expected to take place next month. Ahead of the closing bell, the Dow is ahead 70 points, the NASDAQ up 36. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to my friend Marty McCary, the doctor. The book is The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. We were just talking about the biome. The biome, you said, is that basically the GI system and the incredibly complex bacteria?
Yeah, it's
that are working in and you said when we talked the other day that for many years, doctors kind of ignored that, but now they're beginning to understand that there's tremendous value in those bacteria.
Yeah, I mean, it's the tip of the iceberg in terms of what we understand about the microbiome that lives in our body, that call it bacteria, some call it probiotics, whatever, those organisms that live in an equilibrium throughout the GI system.
Okay, how do we mess that up, like with antibiotics?
Oh, my gosh, antibiotics for little sniffles and Accutane for you know, acne when you're a kid for sick. That is like napalm. That is really throwing the microbiome out of equilibrium. Now, look, antibiotics save lives. Okay, I've seen it as a doctor. But we shouldn't be giving them out willy-nilly. This is the crisis of appropriateness in modern medicine that I get into in the book, The Price We Pay. We've got to be judicious. We've got to remember that breastfeeding is better for the microbiome than bottle feeding.
You know, I'm too old now to go back, but I was bottle fed. And you wonder, it was a whole generation was bottle fed. I'm not sure what that did to me, but it's interesting because that was the common knowledge, the medical dogma of the day.
Dogma. That's the problem, is this dogma. And this new science that I get into, this precision medicine, is realizing, one, we've been saying some of the wrong stuff, and two, we need to appreciate that the biome is involved in mood. It's involved in serotonin production. It gets messed up when you eat high sugar foods and processed foods.
So sugar, I mean, this is so basic. Sugar is bad. Processed foods are bad. Yeah. What about diet sugar?
I'm not a fan of the artificial sweeteners because it tricks the pancreas into thinking that a sugar load is coming, and it creates a craving. And people that drink Diet Coke all day long, they'll go home and binge on Ben and Jerry's at midnight.
So you can trick your own pancreas. Now, you're a pancreas expert. And so you trick the pancreas by drinking diet sugar. What about stevia? They say that is the one
it's
healthy.
Better.
It's much better.
Erythritol is a great
Erythritol
is a great sweetener to cook with. It does not cause cavities. It does not create that desire, the craving.
I've never heard of erythritol.
You can buy it in a lot of grocery stores now. Erythritol is a great sweetener to cook with. And there's other plant-based sweeteners. The other, you know, NutraSweet, and other, those things are 10 times sweeter than regular sugar, and it creates this intense craving. And then we see people who think they're behaving and then at night they've got to binge because, look, if I tell you—
How many pizzas is too many pizzas for a snack?
I draw the line at six.
I mean, it's kind of funny because people talk about food. I mean, I have an appetite. I could eat, if I ate what I wanted, you know, it's just kind of a funny thing. And and I know more and more that it really is half of everything is what you're eating.
If you're starving and I tell you we got a steak dinner cooking and you can smell it, you will actually physiologically start to salivate. And that's what's happening with the artificial sweeteners. Your body is starting to change physiologically to get ready for the glucose load. It never comes because it's a trick sweetener. And then you've got a craving and you've got to satisfy it. Be careful of the artificial sweeteners. Avoid the added sugar. Use erythritol. Get your lipoprotein little A tested.
Hey, don't tell me how to live. I don't tell you how to live. Back off, pal. Marty McCary, thank you so much. The book, congratulations, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. And we have to have you back soon. Much more to talk about.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.